This is specifically the Gonzaga Department of Theater and Dance presenting Antigone in three performances this weekend, Friday night, Saturday night at 7:30, and Sunday at 2, a matinee performance. Begin with Josephine Keefe, who's been here many times and involved so much in theater in our area. Antigone, first let's start with just the prosaic. I mentioned that there's these three performances. Is it strictly a cyber connection, or are you going to have an audience involved?
We are fortunate enough to have a 30-person audience throughout the weekend for each night. Unfortunately, the audience can only be confined to students of GU or faculty and staff. But we are hopeful that with the opportunity to stream this production, that we'll be able to share everything that the students have been working on the past 7 weeks with the greater Spokane community.
Well, first, just about even the 30-person audience, even that makes a huge difference in the vibe of the production, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I think that it's going to be a tremendous impact to the production over the weekend. We've all been starving as artists for an audience to share the theater space with. So we're extremely excited to have an audience back in the space with us. And it's going to be adhering to COVID policy within the space. We'll be taking temperatures of our audience members. Everyone is required to wear a mask, including the actors in the space. So we've been really trying the last 7 weeks to make sure that what we bring to this production is both something artistically rewarding for all of us as artists, but also one that is adhering to the current policies in place due to this tragic pandemic we've all been faced with.
And not to downplay the seriousness of everything you've just said, but my kind of comment about this, you'll hope maybe if the play goes really well, the people would have a different temperature at the end of the play than the beginning.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Well, I certainly hope that I feel that it's a relevant play for our community to be witnessing, and I hope that there will be dialogue after this production. I hope people can walk away from it, or as they're sitting on their couches at home, have a discussion about some of the themes that are addressed within the context of this play.
Great. Then only one more practical thing, and we'll do this at the end also. What's the easiest to remember way for people to reach you to sign up for the play?
This is going to be a free live streaming that no registration, I believe, will be required for people to watch this. They really just need to tune in through the Gonzaga University Department of Theater and Dance YouTube page or Facebook page. So the Facebook page at GU Theater and Dance. You can also find out more information on how we'll be streaming this at our website. And I would encourage the listeners to go to gonzaga.edu/theaterandDance to find out all the information we'll have on how we'll be streaming this production this weekend.
And I think I've seen theater and dance all as one big word extended.
Yes.
Out
yes.
there. And so, okay, good. Then we got those things out of the way, and we won't keep Grace waiting too long, who is Antigone. But I guess I need a little background. We have ancient Greece, but then we have 1944 France. And so what is the deal with this particular Antigone?
Of course. Well, we're all very familiar with Sophocles' timeless drama Antigone, which is the finale to a three-part trilogy that really explores the fateful events of a royal family's end. And it's been historically set as the barometer from which we view the tragedy genre in theater. And I think that there is that astute awareness within the dramatist, French dramatist Jean-Henri to see that. During World War II, he brought this timeless tragedy back as an adaptation, which was first produced in Paris, France, in 1944, at the time occupied, a Nazi-occupied country. And the adaptation draws upon the parallels between that 5th century BC Greek drama and this violent and traumatic chasm that was ripping Europe apart during World War II. I felt that there were some parallels to that time and the issues that Ennui's adaptation was addressing to our own current political temperature of the last few years. I think that there's opportunity for our audience to consider and compare that of Antigone's world with their own. And I think that we could all be familiar with ways in which moral or ethical divide has broken apart countries, communities, and even in our own families for the sake of justice. So I think that there are some relevant themes there that we've all either individually experienced or have collectively witnessed in the past couple of years.
And now let's bring in Grace. And Grace, to define yourself, meaning not Grace, but define Antigone, especially in the case of this production.
Yes. Antigone in this production is very much looking at rebuilding kind of this world she lives in with this focus on morality and what is the right thing to do and how can we do the right thing, and does that mean, what does that mean for the systems that are already in place? And so she's very, very stubborn in this cause and is really sure of what she feels is right and what she feels is moral in this situation they found themselves in. And so she does just push and push for that that morality and that justice that she feels up against Creon, and then up until the point that she is arrested. And so she just, yeah.
Yeah, and that's good. And define a little bit then the enemy, the forces and or people and or institutions that she's fighting, that she's resisting, that she's working against, or that are working against her.
She directly interacts with Creon as this kind of opposing force, but Creon really represents so much more than just this man himself who has found himself king of Thebes. He is really striving for rebuilding within the systems that are in place. He doesn't, he sees them as working to a certain extent, and he sees them as important. And so he continues to push back against her, with just as much stubbornness in his own beliefs and in his own understanding of, like, you have to do just whatever you can to rebuild at this point. We don't need to be kind of shirking our systems and pushing so hard for this idea of morality that Antigone has. And so it creates a really interesting conflict between the two of them, and they're two really kind of opposing views that both of them are so certain of.
And so I'm going to keeping you here, but bringing Josephine back in. Sounds like we have the issues of two people, but then we have the issues of two systems or realities. Talk about how those interact and which is more important for our purposes, people viewing the play, the system or the people.
Well, I think that when our audiences will see that, Ennui's adaptation is it's an ambiguous one. It proposes the quest for justice is not black and white, and it's not necessarily anything that's ever simple. It's rather messy. It's complicated, and it can seem very uncertain at times. And Antigone, in this unwavering courage in the face of this autocratic political power, which is represented by Creon, she's fighting against a structure greater than herself. I think that those are motifs that have captivated audiences for centuries, and has set Antigone as this child of war, as a symbol of this civil disobedience and nonviolent protest in the face of a more powerful structure. I think that there's ways in which we can even look to current people around the world who might even represent those very ideals as well, who are striving every day to speak truth to power. It's captivating. It's attractive. It's fun to watch. And I think that one of the greatest scenes, one of the most memorable scenes of Antigone in both Sophocles' version and in Ennui's, is of course this 30-minute debate between these two characters, Antigone and Creon, as they both debate the moral or ethical reasons as to why they believe what they believe. I hope that our audiences will enter into that debate within themselves, as we have as a cast. It hasn't always been where the cast sides with Antigone every night. We've had very lengthy discussions about what makes Creon's objectives just or right for a greater cause, or that will serve a larger number of people, or what makes Antigone's objective morally or justly right in the long term, even if it means the impact of the greater community. So how do we weigh those risks? It's been a really wonderful discussion to have with the cast in light of also the context of what's happening within our political world and our culturally, how we communicate, how we talk to each other, how we handle conflict, how we have debates of opposing views. And it's cathartic. I think it's wonderful to see these two characters that are able to really have it out with each other and discuss these very important issues.
And Grace, I think you have some of Antigone's voice to bring us. You have a brief monologue from this play, do you?
Yes. And this is from kind of that moment that Josephine was just talking about, of this trying to explain herself to Creon as a part of this big scene. "Why do you want me to shut up? Because you know I'm right? You think I can't see it in your eyes that you know I'm right? You know it, but you'll never admit it, because right now you're too busy trying to justify your happiness. You all make me sick with this happiness of yours, with this life that you have to love, whatever the cost. You're like dogs that lick everything they find, with your little mundane joys, as long as you don't expect too much. Well, I want it all, right now, every last bit of it. Otherwise, I don't want it at all. I don't want to be meek and to be contented with a little peace just because I've been a good little girl. I want to be certain about everything today, and it all has to be just as wonderful as when I was small. And if it isn't, I'd rather be dead."
A section from the play Antigone, given to us by the character Antigone, played by Grace Harrington. And Grace, that Antigone is sure and committed and intense. How has being involved with this for the last few months fit in with you, with your own personality and character?
It's been very interesting to explore this character. I mean, something, how Josephine was saying, like, we don't always side with Antigone. So getting into this character, trying to figure out why she is able to be so certain in this way, even if I myself don't always find all parts of her argument compelling, has been just a really interesting exploration in how she is able to commit to the choices she makes and continue pushing has been really interesting because there is that tension between myself, the actor, and the character. And so, okay, how do we get in her head? How do we understand her ability to say, no, this is what is truly important to me, and I have to set everything else aside?
And we're hearing from Grace Harrington as Antigone, which is this weekend, Friday and Saturday night, Sunday afternoon, from Gonzaga, and will be available in cyber ways. We'll get back to that. But to Josephine, now we've heard from Antigone, we've heard of the character of Creon. Tell me about the larger sense of this production in terms of characters and setting.
Well, we are we've made the decision within the production team to set this play in 1944 France, and Leslie Stimulis has this beautiful costume design that she developed for this production that really sets that time and era. Our set design is it's multi-tiered. Again, we wanted to try and create a set that would be as user-friendly to our cast as possible, one that would provide for as many exits and entrances as we could have on the stage, and to allow for very easy flow of the bodies in the space. Because of COVID and because of those precautions that we needed to take. Again, this will be a fully masked cast. I've blocked the actors where they are 6 feet distanced apart from each other almost all the time. I want to say there may be one or two times where there may be 4 feet instead of six, but we're doing really well on creating, again, that socially distant blocked play. There's no exchange of props. So we had a very lengthy process of exploring what the physical relationships are in the space when we aren't able to have physical contact, when we aren't able to make that physical connection, but rather extending that connection from across the space as opposed to a closer distance. And the set design has absolutely allowed for it. It is a set design that one of our students at Gonzaga, Xander Claypool, and it's one that looks, and Xander would do a much better job of describing their vision for this than I would, but it's also representative of the conflict between Antigone and Creon. It's the aftermath of the war on Thebes. It represents both Creon's desire to rebuild out of the ashes, and it represents as well the turmoil and destruction that cannot be ignored, that Antigone is faced with from the beginning of the show straight through to the end, that she needs to live a greater truth than what Creon is proposing. And that is very much a part of that representation within the set as well.
And so that is kind of the way it will be seen and perceived. And a good thing about this, if I can make the comments, because of the things that Tim Westerhaus has been doing with his choir from that stage, I would gather that probably your production team is getting pretty used to using that space and using the technology to make this work.
Right. Well, we will be in the Magnuson Theater. So this will be streamed.
It's the Magnuson Theater, the original one in the ad building, right? Is that
yes,
is that what?
Yes.
Oh, that's the Magnuson Theater. Oh, okay, the good old fashioned theater in the round theater.
We'll be filming from the Magnuson Theater. It's a thrust stage set, so we'll have our audience on either side, stage left and right, as well as in the front house. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be three cameras, I believe, set in place for the live streaming on Friday and Saturday night. And then we'll have audiences of Gonzaga faculty, staff, and students who are allowed to sign up and come to the performances Friday, Saturday, and our closing matinee on Sunday.
And then for the purpose of the general audience, I always like conceptual descriptions rather than precise ones. One can simply go to Gonzaga University Theater and Dance, and any form, Google will get you there one way or another. And once you get into the theater and dance department, then you can find all the details for signing up for this this free performance Saturday night, Friday night, Saturday night, 7:30, Sunday afternoon at 2. And earlier, my thanks to Grace Harrington as Antigone, and congratulations on this. I imagine this is a fairly significant thing in your year going on.
Yes, most definitely. We've been working on this since we returned to school in the middle of January. So,
and then back to Josephine. Tell me kind of how you've used music also within creating the vibe for the performance.
Well, I initially felt very taken in by just listening to the chamber orchestras of that time period. And I was listening to Schubert was really kind of my gateway composer into other works. But I was trying to stay within the classical realm. And I really just wanted to pay tribute to this beautiful text, this beautiful story. I'm of a strong belief that less is more, and I wanted the music selection to aid in the storytelling, to be a flow and a rhythm that can take us through many of the choruses, monologues, as well as some of our more dramatic moments within the play. Something that can reflect on the grief of Greek tragedy, but also some of the hopefulness, some of the love that exists within this family as well. It's rare moments, but they exist. They exist between Antigone and her sister. They exist between Antigone and her fiancé. There's Nanny. There's moments of great love, and so I wanted the music to be something that could reflect the more of the emotive state of our characters.
So we'll go out with a few examples of that, of this Antigone performance this weekend, Friday night, Saturday night, 7:30, Sunday at 2 at Gonzaga. And again, one goes to Gonzaga Theater and Dance to get all the details. And my own personal advice to anybody, especially if you've not been trying to tune in for things like this, don't wait for the last minute, because if, like me, you hit the wrong button or run into problems, it's nice to have problem solved early. So check it out and know your pathway into this cyber performance that you'll be able to, this real performance that you'll be able to see in a cyber way on your screen from home. So thank you very much, certainly to Grace Harrington as Antigone. We appreciate that. Thank you, Grace.
Thank you.
And Josephine, for you and your colleagues keeping art and theater going. We'll look forward to it when we're all together on this, too. Thanks, Josephine.
Thank you, Fern. Thanks for having us.